Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School, Middle School, Beginning Band. I'm Rory Snyder, retired teacher from Diablo Valley College. Looking forward to making comments on your performance here at the CMEA Festival at Castro Valley High School 2019. Here we go with the False Young Man. What? I'm sorry, Sketches of Canada. With the first movement being the False Young Man. I like the tempo. A little lively music to start off the morning. Is it fun? First impressions overall is a nice sounding band, especially for beginning band. Which means most of you started in sixth grade or earlier. Anyway, you sound pretty good, and it's really nice to see a big full band with four bassoons, lots of flutes and clarinets. Can't see if you have all the rest. I see a Barry Sax and a tuba on the edge. That's good for your low-end balance. That was soft. Thank you. Nice little ending. This is boom, boom. And three oboes right in front of the bassoon. That's it. Show off the double reeds. A little problem with the timpani. No big deal there. Let's keep that all messo forte and even a little more legato, where the tongue does not get in the way. It's singing. Da, 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 slur, smooth. A little bit of swell decrescendo within a phrase, but overall via mezzo forte, it's a little too loud. Everybody try to observe the breath marks. It's nice that they put those in there. Sometimes younger folks, it's hard to get enough breath to make the whole breath mark. Sometimes you might need an extra one, as long as you breathe in a logical spot. That's what good phrasing is. Pretty nice tone quality also for all sort of young players. Brass have a very nice warm sound. Overall, of course, in balance-wise, we're missing low end. You have a lot more high-end instruments than low end. But as that goes on, a few more people might switch to lower instruments. More another tuba, a couple bass clarinets. We got the Barry Sax. That's good. Yeah, good. Retard into that nice little cadence at the end of that. Okay, now we're with the third movement, Bold Wolf. Oh, I've seen your instrumentation sheet here, and it's fantastic. A lot of high school bands don't have that kind of instrumentation with the double reeds. Plenty of horns. Yeah, that's really nice. Congratulations. I'm liking the energy on this movement, Bold White. I'd like to hear a little more of the low brass there. So be aware of the most important parts and on this Bold White. It's low brass melody, trombone, baritone, tuba, and then add in the bass clarinet, bassoon, Barry Sax, and the rest of the people are playing too much. This sounds like it'd be better, a little softer. That's nice, good balance there. All right, it's that nice and short accented marcato on those last few. That was a nice little piece with three short movements, different tempos and styles, which is always good to show that you can make those differences in difficulty and style and tempo. As I mentioned, the good thing about this piece is everything is clearly marked with breath marks. You don't have to guess whether you're supposed to slur or tongue or staccato. And you always know what dynamic level to play, which is good. So if you weren't quite observing all those, which I'm sure everybody wasn't doing together, it's difficult to tell if the person in the fourth row to the back, third one in, is also keeping it short. You know what I mean? Okay, this sounds really good. The Maid on the Shore. No, I'm for while I watch yellow wheat. Watch it grow. That'd be a long time to watch. Anyway, really nice start, almost a pianissimo, which is very difficult. The large band, because you're controlling your sound. That's good. Try to make a four-bar phrase if you can. I would like to hear 13 through 16 more connected. And not really a pause before 17. Just go right into that soft woodwind. Now, balance-wise, the flutes have the more interesting part, more melodic, more rhythmic. So the clarinets and saxophones, half-note, quarter notes could be less. Da da da, very legato, not da da da. You know, if there's no marking on your music for articulation, then you just do legato, tongue, connected. Nice forte. I'd like to hear a little more percussion, that suspended cymbal, timpani. With a really large group and funny that kind of soaks up the sound, percussion section, you could probably add a dynamic level for this hall. Yeah, there's a beautiful release. The re-attack wasn't quite together. Make sure you watch for that note. Right, very nice. Export some dynamic range. And the idea that you're going to need a lot of air to make longer phrases when you're playing slow. And if you're not quite making that, it's just a matter of physical workout called long tones. So that you can just hold it, note 20, 30 seconds more. With a good long tone. Okay, Pioneers. A little stronger interest, nice strong forte brass. A couple crack notes in the brass there. That can happen when you're playing loud. Good tempo. Get a little more snare. Might be just where I'm sitting. A nice melody on a trumpet, except everybody should be softer here at 14. Bass drum's kind of heavy. So the melody's trumpets, everybody else a little less. And actually it should stay mezzo piano or piano. Sound like 22, and then we go ahead. That was good. I could hear the woodwinds. Ah, low brass. Tambourine, small percussion. Hit it and hold it up in the air so the sound can ring out to the artist instead of not only to the back row. Oh, exquisite soft playing. Really nice sound on your flute solo. Thank you. Phrasing, however, not quite good. Make sure you breathe in a logical spot, like play a four-bar phrase. Breathe after the E-flat. And then another four-bar phrase. Beautiful tone on the flute, though. A little loud here. Should just be mezzo, forte. We're coming up to the forte. You can make it a little more of that crescendo, and you know, to make it even more effective would be to start softer. If you stay down to your mezzo forte, triangle, same thing. If there's a triangle being played, I can't hear it, but hold it up. Nice rallentando. Occasional missed notes or crack notes in the brass. A few wrong notes, not too many. As I mentioned, balance-wise, the group is very much on the high end of the spectrum, treble. And to get more, maybe put all the low instruments, tubas all the way to the right. And then Barry Sax there, and then move over the bassoons, maybe. Because even in the second row, they're buried right now. But that depends on, you know, the room you have in your band room and your concert hall. All right. Nice, solid, exciting ending. Percussion, after you play that last note, deaden the heads so it doesn't ring after the horn stop the air. All right. You know, that was a really nice performance there, Hopkins Junior High School. In the beginning, especially for beginning, I'm very impressed. Nice overall sound. Not too loud. If you put in a band of all college or big high school kids, they'd overblow. But you're not, and that's great. And I'm really glad to see young folks starting on the bassoon and the oboe and the lesser-known instruments rather than switching later. So I hope some of the things I've said on the recording here will help you out in your future growth as a musician. That's the whole idea of these things, to work diligently and prepare a good set of music by practicing at home. I hope all of you spent a decent amount of time at home practicing this music over the last few weeks, and very good rehearsals at school, and play your best what you did, and then you get some comments, check marks on the back of the judge's sheet that checks where you check those out, written comments, and hopefully you could hear the recordings of the three judges' different comments. And let me leave you with a couple general things, ideas that reminders and something to maybe help you out in your future growth here. Very important to practice, of course, as I mentioned, and not just practice haphazardly, but on a regular basis, daily, 5 to 7 days a week, or 4 to 6, whatever you can fit, and 20, 30 minutes a day minimum. That's really important. Start with long tones. Get your sound and your air and play scales, play exercises. Get a book of music, Rubank method, in beginning or intermediate, and work on that. Take some lessons if you can. So practice, that's number one. Number two, get a metronome and a tuner to help your practice and your growth as a player. No excuse for not having one, because there's a lot of free apps available. I'm checking around, and lately the best one I found is called Sound Corset. The word, two one word, Sound Corset, Corset. And it has a metronome and a tuner and a recording function. So you can listen to the metronome, record, go back and listen to see if you're right with it. Helps your time. And, of course, the tuner helps your pitch, and use that on a regular basis. Thirdly, woodshed. Learn how to really, woodshedding is separating the most difficult spots and really working hard on that from playing it very, very slow up to and above the tempo. And we call it woodshedding the old day. Go in the back of the yard out to the old woodshed and lock yourself in there until you can play those parts, taking it really, really slow. Woodshedding is an art. And then last, make sure you listen to music. Listen to the recordings of the band music that you're playing if you can, or just YouTube concert band music. And listen to good players on your instrument so you have an idea of the sound that you want to develop and the technique that you could be able to develop, listening for heroes and that kind of thing. So thanks a lot, and best of luck in your future growth as musicians.